couldn't stick his tongue out at all. That's like it.
Yeah.
My like seriously, that, just put your tongue out like that.
Yeah, and it's like they can clip that. You know, like when you're puppy, how they just clip the tail off and it's just
and
it's
the ears and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
And why do they do that?
Mutilate the dog so it looks better. Yeah, and they're okay with that. It's socially acceptable.
So it has a big fluffy. Why don't they don't want to have a big fluffy tail? I think every animal should have a big fluffy tail.
It's for cleanliness.
Cleanliness,
like cows. Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't clean themselves well.
But they're a dog. What happens if they didn't have humans?
Then the survival of the fittest.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing is, we do all these things for dogs as if dogs didn't live without humans for
before,
a while.
Before, yeah.
That's why Norm MacDonald does this bit where he's like, I saw a homeless guy the other day, and he had a dog with him. He doesn't have a home, but he has a dog. Dog's like, hey, man, I can do this by myself. Like, I really don't need you here. Like, when we were in New Orleans, there was Bourbon Street. And on Bourbon Street, there's homeless people, you know, asking for money. And some of them had dogs with them. And my cousin's husband was like, next time I come, I'm just going to bring a box of dog biscuits so I can feed all the homeless dogs. And I'm like, what about the homeless people? Like, why are you thinking, I'm
going
to bring
them
a bag of cheeseburgers and just give them to the homeless people and have it. All right, so we're here today with Allison Hupfer, and Allison is going to be the new district executive in the Inali District.
All right.
So the Inali District, for those who don't know, is kind of Galesburg, Monmouth, Macomb, that whole area. It's probably about four counties in Illinois, and but within those four counties, there's like three universities. There's a lot going on down there. Yep. So, Allison's, new to the game here.
And literally her first day.
Yeah.
Today is her first day.
So,
and she gets to sit down with us.
Yeah, that's kind of the...
It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. That's kind of the test where it's like, can you survive 45 minutes with Andy and Ian asking you questions? So, Allison, tell us... about yourself, how did you, where are you from, and how did you get to the Elo Council?
Okay, well, I am from Wisconsin, and I decided to come and move to Illinois when I started attending Augustana College, and through my time at Augie, I started volunteering, and I got in with University of Illinois Extension, so that's kind of where my path of the non-for-profit world came about, and I worked there for 2 years about, a little over, and when I graduated, I obviously needed a job, so I started looking around in the Quad Cities, and one night I stumbled upon Boy Scouts of America, and that they were hiring, so I filled out the application, and...
And you had no idea they had paid professional spots in the Boy
exactly,
Scouts of America.
Exactly, I had no idea.
Neither did I. And then I found out, like, hey, this is a bad gig. This
exactly.
is pretty cool.
Exactly.
I was lucky enough to sit in on your interview, and you did great, obviously.
Ian's
so good
like,
job.
He had actually wanted the other person, and he was not happy with that.
Probably.
I got outvoted. No, I'm just kidding. I did not. I gave you thumbs up. I did for sure because that's how we do things around here.
Yeah. It's like ancient Rome. Like, he lives.
No, but I know a lot of your experience through the University of Illinois Extension was through 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about what 4-H has got going on and what you helped them out with?
Okay, well, I actually started a brand new program. It was called Special Interest Clubs. And essentially that was, you would get a volunteer for a short-term commitment, so that meant 6 meetings, and you would find what they're passionate about. It could be literally anything. It could be quilting, to rocketry, to fish. Like I said, virtually anything. And we would, you know, make lesson plans with them, and then we would, you know, decide where they wanted to hold it, how many kids they wanted, because they got to pick, too, like if they wanted to work with younger youth or older youth. And then we would come up with all their marketing materials and market it out, get kids to sign up and then have this club. So it was a real, short-term commitment for youth and adults. And then hopefully that was that baby step into the actual 4-H program.
That was something that I really thought was interesting in the interviews, what she was talking about, because this sounds a lot like, our exploring to a degree, our exploring program, where it could be just about anything, kind of job shadowing kind of deal. Also, hobby-based could be our venturing program. So it really fit really well into what we do here, too. And what were you mentioned quilting, so that's obviously one you made happen, right? What were some of the other ones that you guys did?
Like, we did rocketry. We did goat club. That was...
I knew there was one.
Now you mentioned that. Now the podcast is only about goat club.
Let's start from the beginning.
So, what is goat club?
Well, essentially, it is what the title is.
Yeah, wait. So, these people, own goats?
No, you could lease a goat for $1.
Wait a minute.
We had a volunteer who had a whole, herd, I guess you could say, of goats, and he would lease them for $1, so anyone could
do it. $1 a day or $1 for
$1 for the whole time they had it. So, and he would transport it to the county fair, because that's where they would have their meeting. They'd learn about grooming, feeding, showing, and everything that you needed to do, and then you'd be there for, 2 hours on a Sunday or something like that, and you'd learn about your goat, and so... During those six, sessions.
How are you talking about this with a serious face?
I don't know.
About your goat.
Did you get the name of the goats?
I think they already had names. Oh. So then you got to show them at the county fair, too, then.
So how many kids were involved?
I think, it was pretty popular, and it's going on again this year.
How many goats were involved?
I think there's 15.
So are we missing out on
the goat?
It was just in Mercer County.
Are we missing out on having a goat venture crew?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
It was pretty cool.
I want to know more about this.
All I can think of is, this might be, I'm going to show my age here, but Adam Sandler, the goat bit. Do you guys remember that at all?
The goat bit?
Uh-huh.
On Saturday Live?
No. It was one of his CDs. When he put out CDs, it was really funny. Wildly inappropriate, but funny.
Well, we're going to play a clip from that at the end of this podcast.
But you're going to just read the lines. We're going to have Allison read the lines. We'll find a script. And
we're going to act it out. We're going to act out the goat bit. I've heard that in, major cities, you could rent goats for an afternoon and they eat your grass and that mows your lawn.
I think I've heard that, too, but I've
never heard that.
They're really...
Would you let a goat mow your lawn?
No, take forever.
It'd be uneven.
No, it's like 50 goats or 10, 15 goats.
Then you got the mess. Besides that,
it's
got to come out somewhere else.
You left out can or one of Owen's toys. It would eat that too. Clean up.
Yeah, I still don't want the mess.
I'm thinking that we're totally missing out on an opportunity. We've talked. Ian and I have talked about starting our own business.
Oh,
goats. Goat lawn mowing.
My cousin actually bought a bunch of goats on his farm.
And does he lease them?
No, he sells them for meat. So.
What?
Oh,
wait a minute. People eat goat?
Yes. It's an animal.
Why would you eat it? Why would you eat it, though? There's no way it's good.
Yes, some religions really like it.
In America?
Yes. Yes.
We know what we could do with our goats. We're not gonna sell our goats.
From having a goat club, we're not eating them.
We're not gonna sell our goats for meat, but we will milk them and sell their milk for soap purposes.
Yeah, that's a big.
We're not gonna make people drink it because that's gross too. But
what about cheese? Soap. Goat cheese.
Oh, we can make cheese too. Yeah.
I'm thinking we're missing out on the goat bit. Goat business. Do you have a big backyard? We can have some goats back
there. Yeah, I don't want goats in my backyard.
Well, I don't even know what we're talking about today. Or why are we doing this podcast? So, Allison, tell us about Wisconsin. Where were you from in Wisconsin?
I'm from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. So a little north of Milwaukee. It's Ozaukee County. I was born and raised there my whole life. And
how'd you find Augustana?
Yeah.
I'm always intrigued by that. How people find St. Ambrose in Augustana.
My mother went to Luther in Iowa.
Decorah?
Yep.
Yes. And so it's a sister college, kind of.
Yep.
So, and at the time, my aunt was the president of our church, and she's like, oh, there's this fair of, you know, different religious schools.
Yeah.
Just go see, like, we took, like, an hour drive to, I don't know where, even. And I remember talking to the admissions person, and they were just so enthusiastic, and my mom's like, well, it's kind of like Luther, so let's take a drive up there. And because I had visited tons of colleges in Wisconsin, a lot of, you know, public and private and everything, and I came down here and loved it, and knew I was going to come here. So.
Cool.
Wow. Well, cool. So, what are you hoping to get out of your job with the Boy Scouts?
Honestly, I figure my first year is just going to be a learning experience because I really don't know too much about the program. Like, in general, I know what it's about, but I don't know the nitty gritty. Which yeah. So I feel like I need to learn that first.
Okay, because Ian doesn't know it either. So.
4 years.
Oh, God.
No. There is a little bit of a learning curve. Yeah. So we'll give you a break on that. No, I just show up and pretend quite a bit.
Ian just sits in there and just like types. He has a Word document that he just types random thoughts into
it. It's thousands of pages long. That's impressive.
By now.
It doesn't say anything. But
no, the thing is, if we were to publish it, total waste of paper. Total waste. No one want to read that.
No, you're going to do really well.
I hope.
You are. You'll catch on quick.
Well, the thing is, the bar has been set really high.
I know.
If you don't perform at that level, even if, like, the slightest bit, epic fail. Oh, so
wonderful.
Yeah. We're expecting a lot here.
Oh, gosh.
Well, so what are some things that you enjoy to do outside of the work world?
Well, I just purchased a 55-gallon fish tank.
Oh. Yeah.
It's so
That's
cool.
That's huge.
Wait, so how big is that?
55 gallons.
It's like, big as this table, probably.
Yeah, probably. It's huge.
Big.
And you have fish in there already?
Oh, yes.
Like what kind of fish?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, Rosie something. I have tetras. I have sharks. Those are
You
cool.
have a shark?
I have lots of sharks, actually.
Red-tail sharks?
I think one is...
So it's a saltwater tank?
No.
No.
So these are freshwater sharks?
So like bala sharks. They're technically, all these sharks are really not sharks. It's because they don't have the right, like... It's
catfish?
Well, no. It's just it resembles a shark. And
like
so,
a catfish?
Sure. So they call them a shark because you can't physically, like... have a shark in a 55-gallon, like, you need hundreds and thousands of gallons to actually own a real shark. But they'll get up to a foot long, supposedly. And I have some, like, black-tip sharks. Those, they look like catfish, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking this has to be horrible to clean.
I haven't cleaned it yet.
So she doesn't know yet.
I don't know.
But you grew up with fish?
No.
So you just decided you're going to do a fish tank?
I've always, I've had, like, a 10-gallon, maybe 5-gallon. Yeah, probably a 5-gallon tank that I've always had. I brought it to college. That's kind of where I started it. It was in college because I couldn't have...
So you've graduated from college now and then graduated from the 5-gallon tank to a 55-gallon tank.
Yes.
That's a huge jump.
That's huge.
I know, but, you know, I got to learn and grow with it.
That's why you have a 10-gallon tank.
There's like ones in between, right?
No, but then you can't get all the cool fish.
Oh, like, yeah, they have to have that much room.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of room to get all, like, the pretty fish.
So who's taking care of them now that you're up here today?
Well, they don't need taken care of for the day. I fed them this morning, so...
She hasn't taken care of them yet because she hasn't cleaned the tank.
No, you get fish that clean up, like, after the other fish.
Yeah, Placostomus, I think, is the one.
Yeah, but I can't get one of those yet.
Those get as big as you let them get.
Why can't you get one of those yet?
Because my tank isn't dirty enough. They would die because...
They literally eat the algae off of everything in there.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that there was, like... fish etiquette, like, can't get one of those yet.
Oh, gosh, yes. So
where did you go to? Is it Galesburg that you got all this equipment and everything?
No, I bought it up in the Quad Cities, and then...
Just brought it all down, and...
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
So it's been in progress for a few weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
So we've got Hillary, who's a cat lady.
No.
No.
Hillary is mice.
No. Oh, that's right. She's a mice lady. Mice woman. Mice girl. Gal. Lady. I don't know what to
do. I can't believe you just said the word gal. Like, you're from the 1800s. Like, you're some guy in a saloon. Well, gal.
And then we have Allison, who's a fish lady.
Fish. Anna had cats.
Yes. So apparently, Gina has dogs and cats, right?
I don't know.
None of us have any pets.
Yeah.
No?
Nope.
Because I don't know if I'm home enough to entrust an animal's life on me. Like,
that's why you get fish. Fish, you can go away for a weekend and put some little things in there and they eat them and you're fine.
And you're good to go.
Yeah.
So I think if I was to get a pet, which I can't have one in my apartment. But I think if I was to get one, I'd get like a guinea pig.
But they smell.
And they're loud.
Yeah.
They're loud?
At night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
Maybe you need to rethink your priorities.
What about a
here?
Rabbit? Rabbits? They aren't.
The Ekstroms have a rabbit.
Ekstroms have a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also have a beagle. They have a dog bred to kill rabbits. The sole purpose of that dog is to kill rabbits. And they have one just sitting next to the rabbit.
So you have a new fish tank. You have a new job. You have a new place to live.
Yes.
New city to live.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm ecstatic.
And you just got to meet us. So that was...
So now her current enthusiasm.
Yeah, please.
Now she's like, I don't know what I've gotten myself into.
It is very different. I used to work with a lot of females. Like, we had maybe two men in the office. Mm-hmm. And
now it's the opposite.
Now it's
the opposite.
So you started meeting some of the volunteers down there. I think I heard that you were starting to meet some of them.
Yes, I went to a round table.
Yeah.
A few weeks back and met a few, but not a lot. So I'm really excited to meet everyone.
Yep, you will. You'll meet them all here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So day camps are coming up. You're going to have a lot of questions about that. Andy is the staff advisor for that, so go ahead and bring your questions straight to Andy.
Yep, and I'll answer all your questions. I might not be the answer you want to hear, or that your volunteers want to hear, but we will answer all of your questions.
All right, we ready for the three questions?
Yeah. Well, really quick, do you have any questions for us?
Oh, yeah. Since your first day... He's been on the job...
I'm in 3 years.
3 years professionally, but he's been a volunteer and he's been in as a youth. I've been on for 4 years.
You've been on
in
3 years and 8 months. Oh. Ian was in 8 months before me. That's like someone who's like, oh, I'm 4. No, you're 3.5.
3 years, 8 months. So...
So then were you a Boy Scout?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. He was a wee below.
For 1 year in fourth grade.
Enough to have a car.
And I shot pool in a basement of my buddy's house. And that's what I remember.
Smoking a cigar.
And I made a letter holder that was in the shape of a dog or something.
It still holds all of his letters.
It does.
Scouting has a lasting impact on all of the youth.
And it has made an impact on me.
No, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Okay.
So I grew up in the program and...
So what was the biggest change or, like, shocker when you, from being a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout, to now being a staff member?
That's actually a really good question. Mm-hmm. Well, leading up to me getting the position here, I was a volunteer with Ian at the time, and then before Ian, Ben Shahan was the DE up there, up in Meskwaki, up in Clinton. And... And so I had already been helping Ian with membership drive and with Friends of Scouting and all that. So I had already been kind of...
You helped recruit manpower and stuff.
Yeah, so I had already been looking at... I had already switched kind of my brain from scouting as an organization to scouting as a business. And that's the biggest thing, is that I grew up with scouting as an organization where, you know, we did chants and sang songs and we had our... friends and our patrols, and it was great. But now scouting is a business where at the end of the day we have goals, we have we have to raise money because we're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I no longer think of scouting as like an organization as much. I think of it as a business, because at the end of the day, in order for boys to think of scouting as an organization, I have to think of scouting as a business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, we get to see all these boys who are experiencing scouting as an organization. So when we go into day camp and we have 350 plus boys there, when we, like Saturday, I spent the afternoon at the Eagle ceremony. And now I don't go to every Eagle ceremony, but we have between 30 and 40 in Catan each year, which is huge. Those are like, you know, not every district can say that. And, I mean, we're making an impact on this community, but I definitely had to change the way I look at things, you know, for that to happen. So, mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't remember what the question was.
The differences.
Yeah.
There is a big transition.
Yeah.
And Zach, he's also had to go through it as well, because you have to switch your mindset. And I never really had to. You won't really have to. You know, it's just kind of you understand the business side of things. And people hear nonprofit and they think there isn't much business to it. And there's a lot. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you're being able to open and close the doors, turn on the lights, and make sure you put program out there that the kids still want to be a part of. And training that puts the adults in a position where they can give the program, deliver the program in a good way. And there's a lot to it. You're up for the challenge. I can't wait to see where this all goes. But you're in a good spot. Anali's a good spot to be in. So you're in a real good spot. So,
you know, not everyone's always going to agree with the decisions that you make. And, you know, and sometimes that's tougher when someone sees me as the 11-year-old scout that mm-hmm. they helped out. Yeah. You know what I mean? When I was a scout. But... and so not everyone's going to agree with maybe how you do things, but at the end of the day, things need to be done, and mm-hmm. we always need to be advancing the program. And so, but I think if there's any place that you can go in and advance the program, it's down in Anali. Yeah. So
wonderful.
I know, right? No pressure. So, or any more questions that you have for us?
What is the most unique thing you have learned, or talent you have learned, within being a professional? So going, like, to day camps or something mm-hmm. like that, a program.
Wait, like, a talent that we've discovered that,
like,
we have?
Maybe not a talent, but, like, I learned how to start a fire. Something, you know, a skill, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, before I started this job, I had no idea how to edit a video or edit an audio file. And now I can teach other people how to do that. That's all self-taught. It was something, we wanted to make videos, right. We wanted to do podcasts, and so I just figured out how to do it. Like, it wasn't like I went to a class, I just, you know, mm-hmm. by reading stuff online and then just doing it.
Yeah.
And then we've gotten... doing the podcast has been probably one of the most rewarding parts of our job, because we've gotten... It just in the relationships that we've gotten to build and the stories that we've heard from people.
Yeah.
But I don't know, in terms of, like, an actual skill...
I'd say for me, just over the course of the past little over a year, it's been the marketing aspect.
Yeah.
Is I've seen how that can be so impactful. It can really make a difference. And if you do it to the right people in the right way, you team up with the right organizations to make it look like you are, you know, more substantial, because that's really what we try to do every day, is try to team up with organizations and make it a team effort. Because people want to see that. You know, they want to see scouts out there. No, hands down, they want to see that. But when the scouts are teamed up with the Elks Club, and they're teamed up with the 180 Zone, and we're teamed up with the Putnam, and we're teamed up with the River Bandits, I mean, that's stuff that they really want to see. And so the marketing that goes along with that, I feel like we've done a decent job, and we've kind of felt our way through the dark a little bit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I think we've hit our stride a bit, you know, and I think there's a lot of work to be done, but the marketing aspect of scouting is really what I've come to pick up on, so.
Wonderful answers.
Hey, do we get the job?
Yes, you're hired.
How much does it pay? A 55-gallon fish tank.
No, you can come and visit.
Oh, I can look at it.
What's going to happen is in about 4 months, she's going to be like, I can't afford this fish tank anymore.
No, better not be.
You should have to start like a trust that's your fish tank money.
Oh, yeah.
My cousin's husband is an ichthyologist.
Okay.
That's a person who studies fish.
Yeah.
And he like goes down to South America and catches fish so they can bring it back and study them. Yeah, like serious. That's his job. I think he's like a grad student right now.
What university or what is he?
He's down in Louisiana. I think it's
LSU.
Maybe. What's the LSU's?
Louisiana State University. Tigers.
Out of Lafayette? They're in Lafayette.
I don't think they're out of Lafayette.
I think he's in Southern Louisiana. I feel like I need to figure this out.
Well, while he's figuring that out, let's start with the questions. What is your favorite current TV show?
I haven't had TV in like months, actually. I haven't had it all year because we didn't want to purchase it. So, it's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So I really was into Army Wives for
really?
A long time.
Army Wives?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this show.
I've heard of it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I finished the whole season, or like all the seasons. So it took me.
How many seasons are there?
Like seven or something.
Holy
like
cow.
That. Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
So what was the attraction? I mean, is it a reality show?
No. It's all staged.
Oh.
Like, so it's fake.
Who's in it? Is there any actress or actresses in it that we might know?
All staged?
Well, it's just a normal,
It's a drama. It's not reality.
It's not like the Kardashians or
like
Real Housewives.
No, okay. Not at all.
By the way, it's the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
At Lafayette,
yeah. So how did you discover the show?
Well, the Arsenal's right here, so I was like, well, I'll watch Army Wives.
Do you still have Netflix?
Well, I'm getting cable today, so
then
I will have it again.
Okay, so the day this comes out, June 12th.
Oh, yeah.
Orange is the New Black, Season 3.
I'm so excited. I love that show.
So,
there you go.
The day this comes out will be the last day of our day camp. That evening, I think we're going to go to Jurassic World, probably. And then Ian's now texting her, apparently. And so we're going to go to Jurassic World. The next day, I'm going to a Comic-Con out in Des Moines. That means I won't be able to start Orange is the New Black until Sunday. But what will probably happen is when I get home from the Comic-Con, I'll start Orange is the New Black and watch it until it's over.
Yeah.
The last season of Orange is the New Black, I watched it. I got home from work. I might have watched one episode before work, got home from work, and then watched them until it was done.
Oh my.
And like the sun was coming up when I went to bed. Now, the bad part is, like, I was talking like a week later with one of my friends, and I'm like, I really wish they would tell the story of that one woman who has cancer. I'd wish they'd tell her like backstory. And she goes, they did. Like, it was in this episode.
You missed it.
I completely forgot it. So like when you watch the entire show in one sitting, 13 hours, which the season finale was like an hour and a half. So mm-hmm. like 13 and a half hours of television. You missed a couple things.
Yeah.
You missed a couple things. But I have like tasks at my home, like paintings I wanted to do or something that I'm setting aside where I'm like, I'm going to do this while I'm watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Dream job.
Yeah.
You could start all over, and you didn't. Besides the one you have today,
yeah,
that
you
just
have
started
to
today.
With this one.
Yeah. Dream job. What would it be?
God. This will be an edited version. Let me think. I don't really know. I'll probably. A pediatrician or something like that. Somewhere
so
in the
health. Pediatrician is a baby doctor.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be in the medical field, and I took anatomy in high school, and Well, that crushed my dreams.
Went a different path after that.
It was like the shin bones connected to the thigh bone.
Yeah, it was awful. So I knew the healthcare in field was not for me, but everyone in my family is in the healthcare industry.
No kidding.
Everyone, well, two of them are vets, so that's a little, animal healthcare, but.
Yeah. But the good thing is, you can call them up and be like, what's wrong with this fish?
Yeah. So, you brothers and sisters?
None.
I'm
an only child.
No kidding.
Yes. Wow.
Everyone's kind of surprised when they hear that. They're like, well, you don't act like one. I was like, no. I don't know. My cousins were kind of like my siblings. So.
Yeah. And they live close, huh?
Yes, they do.
That's the way my family is. I do have a sister. We have very close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, Ian is also an only child.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I'm the oldest of three boys. Oh.
But he acts like he was.
I do. Yeah. So I've got it the reverse. That. You don't act like it. I do act like it. So.
Rock and roll. So our last question: if you could meet anybody, alive, dead, fictional, could be anybody. And you're going to have a meal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you meet and what would you eat?
I would have dinner with my grandpa, who I never met because he passed away when my mother was 16 about.
Mm.
So never met him, but he was, I guess he was a very influential man in our community, really big in 4-H. He even has he was really big into rabbits and poultry with the county fair. So they even have a sign in memory of him. So that was one of the goals, was a grandchild had to be up on that champion board. So that's why I had to take rabbits so I could be up there.
Oh.
And I did a few times.
You're on the board?
Yes, for my grand champion rabbits a few times.
Oh, and goats, rabbits?
No, I don't have goats.
But,
just so we're clear.
So, and what would we eat? Probably a steak dinner.
Well,
because,
Because that's the only answer.
That's, everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. That's
cool.
I was thinking, last night I was jogging, and while I was jogging, I'm like, I wonder when the next time I'll have a steak dinner. Because that's not something that you can just, plan, where you're like, oh, on Friday night I'll have steak. Like, an occasion.
Well, my grandma, she has a steak dinner every Saturday night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's part of her routine.
Yep, wow. It is.
That sounds like a fun routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I had an outdoor grill, I would do steak more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have an outdoor grill. I'm not going to cook it on the stove. I'm not an animal.
Oven.
So, there's a place in, what's across the river? Princeton.
Where's it, Princeton?
Port Byron.
Port Byron.
Port Byron. That you can grill your own steak.
Really?
There should be one right over here.
We should go there on Wednesday after our meeting for lunch.
Grill Port Byron?
Yeah.
And grill our own steak.
And then we'll go to Sam's Club afterwards. Just played out our week.
Is it cheaper if you grill your own?
I don't know. They're not doing any work. You're doing all the work. You're just paying for the meat, right?
Do you tip yourself?
You did good. Put $3 in your pocket. Man. You can't go wrong with a steak, though. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Anyway, so your steak. What are your sides?
Corn. Like
on the cob or chopped up?
Well, it could be. Well, it depends what season you're,
that's
having.
Good. That's a good answer.
Because in summer, sure, yes, corn on the cob would be wonderful, and that. But
Hello?
If not, then
yeah,
we would have not canned corn. It'd have to be homegrown corn that was
Oh, okay, homegrown corn.
Exactly, and probably a potato.
Yeah. Mash.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that'd be pretty much it. What else do you need, You got all... And maybe a slice of bread or something. A roll. A dinner roll. There we go.
Well, have you ever been to Bandanas?
No.
They have, garlic bread. And I think that would go really well with, a steak. It's not like a garlic bread. It's not a garlic bread like you could get at, a Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just It's different. But... Hey, we're podcasting. Well, Allison, thank you for being our guest today. We're looking forward to working with you and getting to know you more. And I think that everybody will like listen to this and hear more about you. And we're looking forward to what you can do down in the Nally District.
Well, thank you. I'm excited.
Well, rock and roll. Hey, we'll talk to you very soon.
Bye.